Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Hanel Abbas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
Yuma Daf Mem Zayin. We'll begin Be'ezras Hashem, Perek Hoitziuloi, the fifth Perek of Yuma. This Perek discusses the climax of the Avodas Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol went Lifnayu Lifnim, first with the Keteres and then afterwards with the Dam of the Par and the Soyer. The Mishnah begins and discusses how the Kohen Gadol did Chafino, and then afterwards how he went Lifnei Ulifnim with the Machto and the Kaf. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha, Kaf b'yom HaKippurim lomali, Molei Chofnov v'hevi Omer Achmona. On what basis does the Mishnah assume that the Kohen Gadol brings the Keteres into the Kodesh HaKadoshim inside a Kaf? The Pasuk says that he brings Molei Chofnov. Perhaps the Kohen Gadol brings it inside his chofnaim and not inside the kaf. Now the Gevurah Sari explains, what does the Gemara mean to ask kaf b'yom HaKippurim lomali? And he says the Gemara does not mean to ask that since the pasuk says moli chofnav vehevi, that you should bedafka have to bring it inside moli chofnav, inside his hands and not inside the kaf. Rather the Gemara means to ask, why was it necessary dafka to bring it inside a kaf? Wouldn't it be easier just to bring it straight in, inside his hands? And he explains, because there's no reason why bringing it inside a kaf should be a problem. And even though the pasuk says, V'lokach, the pasuk says, V'lokach moli ha-machta gach li'esh me'al ha-mizbeach m'lefnei Hashem, u'miloi chofnav k'teres samim dako, the pashtus is that the word V'lokach in the beginning of the pasuk is going both on moli machta and miloi chofnav. However, he says, even though the Torah says to bring inside Moloi Chofnov, that would not exclude bringing it inside a kli, because Lekicha Aidei Dover Acher Shmo Lekicha. When the Torah tells someone to take something, a Loshon of Lekicha, it does not require that the item be directly inside his hands. If he brings it inside a kli, that is also called Lekicha. And he quotes Rashi and Amar Bey's Dibar Maschler of Papa. Rashi is referring to the Havmin of the Gemara, that the Kohen Gadol, instead of doing the Maisa Chafina with his hands, he could scoop out the Keteres from the Machta, the original Machta, where the Keteres was kept, he could scoop it out with a Kli. And Rashi says, even though the Pasuk says V'lokach, but Lekicha Aidei Dover Achar Shmo Lekicha. Therefore the Gemara has a Havamina, that not only could the Kohen Gadol carry the Keteres Lefnai Lefnim inside a Kli, but he could do the original Chafina as well with a Kli. He could take the Keteres out of the Machta with a kli that is the same size as his Moli Chofnov. And you see from here that V'lokach does not exclude using a kli. And therefore the Gevurah Sari explains the Gemara does not mean to ask that it should be a problem to use a kli. Rather, it should not be necessary to use a kli. He should just bring it inside using his hands. Now the Tosfos Hashanim over here, Dibur HaMaschil Shel Hayaseh Midah LaKoimetz, at the end of the Dibur HaMaschil, he seems to say not like this Gevurah Sari. He says, Shemolei Chofnov Yeshtei Lahavi Lufnayu Lufnim Viloi Bekli. Really, the Kohen Gadol should have to bring it inside using his hands and not using a Kli. Umashi Yitarnu Lahavi Bekli, Hainu Mishum Deloi Efshar, Kedamirin Lekamon. He understands that the Gemara means to be bothered. How is he allowed to use a Kli? He should Bedafka have to bring it inside his hands. On that, the Gemara answered, because it's Loi Efshar. The Tosfos Hashanim seems to hold that the pasuk that says Meloi Chofnov and then afterwards Vehevi is Mashma Kipshutai, that he brings it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim using his hands and not a kli. And the only reason he's allowed to use a kli is like the Gemara says, because technically it would be impossible for the Kohen Gadol to go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim bringing both the Keteres and the Machto at one time without using a kli. So we have two Mahalchim how to understand the Gemara's Kasha. Kaf b'yom HaKippurim lomali. According to the Gevurah Sari, the Gemara is simply asking why was it necessary, and the Tosfos Hashanim is mashma, why was the Kohen Gadol allowed to use a kli? Now the Gevurah Sari himself points out, from the Loshon of the Gemara later, the Gemara says, V'kivin d'loy efshar avdinon k'da'ashkachon b'nasiyim, since it's impossible to do it by hand, we allow the Kohen Gadol to do it with a kli, similar to what we find by the Nasiyim, where they brought Keteres inside a kli. Now the Gevurah Sari points out, why does the Gemara have to say Kida Ashkachan bin Nasiyim? If the Gemara never really had a problem with the Kohen Gadol using a kli, the shaila just was why was it necessary? So now that the Gemara said there's no way to do one hava unless you use a kli, the only other option would have been something which is not roi to do lifnei melech basar v'dam and surely not lifnei melech malchei hamlochim. that would seem to be enough of a reason to tell the Kohen Gadol to do it bikli. From here it would be mashma more like the other mahalach, like the Tosfos Rishonim, that there was a problem doing it with the kli, that the pashtus of the pasuk was mashma that he must bring it inside using his hands, and therefore even though we said that the only way possible to do this would be by means which are not befitting, still that would not be enough to be mitzi the pasuk mipshutai. If the Torah tells us that he should do it by hands, that would indicate that he should do it despite the fact that he would have to use unconventional means. And therefore the Gemara feels necessary to tell us, k'da ashkechon b'nasiyim, that we find elsewhere this concept of bringing Torahs inside a calf, so here also, it would be more mistaber that this is the way the Torah wants him to bring it inside a calf, and not a way which is einay roi l'fei melech malchei amlochim. So the Gemara had to add this svara of k'da ashkechon b'nasiyim. Now the Gemara Sari is madcha this raya, we'll get back to that later. Now the Gemara continues, Notal es hamachta b'yamin ve'esakaf b'smoil. The Gemara asks a question, Yitziva ba'aro v'giyura b'shmei shmaya. The Gemara is bothered that logically things would make sense to be the reverse, that the Kohen Gadol should take the kaf b'yamin and the machta b'smoil. On this the Gemara answers, Zu merubo v'zu muetes. The Gecholim was a lot more than the Ketores. The Gecholim was three kabin, like the Mishnah says on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and the Chafina of the Kohen was a lot less than that. And secondly, the Gemara says, Afilu bizman sheim shovim, still, zu chama vizu tzainenes. Now Rashi over here, in Dibur HaMaschol, Afilu bizman shesneim shovim, Rashi says, his own svara, why even if they're equal, nevertheless the Kohen Gadol should take the machta b'yamin and the kaf b'smoil. He says, because kivan de roiv kainim gedolim gecholim merubim michofnov, therefore noital kaf b'smoil. Once already most kainim gedolim have to take the machta b'yamin because the machta is more than the k'teres, then already we don't differentiate and we say all kainim gedolim should take the machta b'yamin. Now the Bach already points out, the Marikorkis also on the Rambam quotes this Rashi, and they say that Rashi seemingly did not have the girs of the Gemara that we have in front of us. Our Gemara says the reason that even if they're shoven, zuchama v'zut zaynenes. Rashi says his own reason. It would seem that Rashi did not have the girsa of the Gemara in front of us. Now let's go back to the shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara says, yitziva ba'ara v'giyura b'shmaya. The Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah over here is medayik, that kipshutai, the lashon of the Gemara is mashma, that we're asking misvara. It would make more sense for the k'tiris, which is the ikar, to be in the right hand, and the gecholim, which is the tofel, should be in the left hand. Not that the Gemara is asking that there should be any psul with bringing the kaf in the left hand. However, he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam is mevur now like this. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Avudas Yom HaKippurim, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Kfar biarnu shaylocha b'smol paiseles b'dam kodshim, u'b'shar ha'avodis. The Rambam said, we mentioned already that smol is a psul by Halacha Sadam and by all other avodis. And therefore the Rambam continues, Lefika choyo min adin sheyoylech hamachta b'smoil v'kaf haktores b'yaminoi. Avo mipnei koyved hamachta v'oid shehi chamo eino yochol l'soivlo b'smoiloi ad ha'orin. Lefika choynoytel hamachta b'yaminoi v'kaf haktores b'smoiloi. The Rambam says, since the halacha is that halacha is posel b'smoil, so the Kohen Gadol should have carried the kaf with the ktores in the right hand and the machta in the left hand. But since the machta was much more than the k'tiris, and furthermore it was hot, and the k'tiris was cold, therefore he carried the machta in the right hand, and the k'tiris in the left hand. This Rambam is mashma, that the Gemara was bothered by that it should be posel. If he carries the kaf k'tiris in the left hand, that should posel the avodah. And the reasons that the Gemara gives, that the machta was heavier and it was hot, that's the reason why he was allowed to carry the kaf k'tiris in the left hand, so that he could carry the machta in the right hand. Not like the Tosfos Yontif who wanted to learn the Gemara, that the Gemara merely was asking that it should be more mistaber, it would make more sense for the kaf haktores, which is more choshev, to be in the right hand, and the machta to be in the left hand, rather the Gemara was asking that it should be posel. Now this din that the Rambam quotes, that halacha is posel if it's done b'smoil, the truth is this is a shaila in the Gemara later on, mem ches amud beis. The Gemara says, boim nei merav sheshes halacha b'smoil mahu. And Rav Sheshes wanted to bring a raya from Er Mishnah. From the fact that the Kohen Gadol carried the Keteres in his left hand, Rav Sheshes wanted to prove from there that Halachas kosher b'smoil, and Halachas dam will also be kosher b'smoil. However, the Gemara proves from a braisa which says clearly that Halachas dam is possible b'smoil, And the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rav Sheshis. However, the Gemara never got back to answering the Raya of Rav Sheshis from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol carried the Kafak Taris Bismoil. So the Tosis Hashanim over there, Mem Tesum et Aleph, he says that the Mishnah is not a Raya, because it's Loy Efshar, there's no other way to do it. This is an exception, because it's the only way it could be done with one Hava. If the Kohen Gadol wants to go inside Lifnei Lifnim one time only, he would have to take the Kafak Taris Bismoil. Now this is all the maskana of our Gemara, that like the Gemara says, since the machta was heavier and it was hot, so he had to carry the machta in his right hand. But before the Gemara knew that, then the Gemara would have a valid kasha. How can the Kohen Gadol carry the kaf bismoil? Like the Gemara concludes later on in Daf Mem Tes, that halacha bismoil is possible. And if so, the kaf akteris should have to be carried by yamin. Only after the Gemara's teres, then we know that it's loy efshar. And if so, the Rambam would seem to be right. When the Gemara asks the Kasha Yetiva Ba'ara of a Giyur B'Shmei Shmaya, the Gemara is not only asking Misvar it should be reversed, rather it should be possible if he doesn't carry the Kafak Teres B'Yamin. However, the Tosis Yontif says that we can answer this otherwise. We could say that really the Gemara knew the whole time that if the Kohen Gadol would carry the Kafak Teres B'Smail, it would be kosher. The Gemara was only asking Misvara. And why was it poshut that if he carries the Taurus in the left hand, it won't be possible? The Taurus Yontif explains because merely both the halacha of the Taurus and the halacha of the machter are avoidus, and they both should have to be done by yamin. And since the Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol could only go inside once, so it has to be that one of them is carried bismoil. So we knew already the svar that here it's loy efshar. We knew already, like the Tosfos Hashanim says later on, that here Al Karchach L'Torah was matir to carry one of them bismoil. The Gemara was just asking, why was it that we chose to carry the Torah bismoil and the Machta B'Yamin? It would have made sense to do it the other way around. So this is how you could have learned the Gemara, not like the Rambam, that the Gemara was just asking Misvara, and not that the Kafak Torah should be possible if you carry it bismoil. However, like we said, the Rambam learns not like this. The Rambam understands the Gemara that it should be possible if you carry the Keteres Bismoil, the Keteres should have to be B'Yamin. And the Rambam clearly understood that only the Kafak Keteres would have to be carried B'Yamin. The Machta, there would be no Tzad that it needs to be done B'Yamin. And therefore the Rambam explained the Gemara's Kasha, that the Gemara was bothered by that it should be reversed. The Keteres should be B'Yamin and the Machta Bismoil, because if you do the Keteres Bismoil, that would be a psul. Whereas the machta, there's no reason why it can't be done bismoil. And that the Gemara answers, shezu meruba vezu muetes, or because zu chama vezu tainenes. Now why was it that the Rambam understood that the machta should not need b'yamin, only the k'tayas should need b'yamin? So the Lacha Mishnah over here explains that not everything which is an aveda automatically needs to be done b'yad yamin. We see this later on in Memches Amid Beis, where the Gemara had a shayla about the halacha sadam. Like we mentioned before, Rashi over there says that not every avoda needs b'yamin, only where it says in the pasuk a lashon of etzba or kahuna, there the Gemara says we know that it needs dafka b'yamin. However, halacha, which is not mentioned anywhere mefurish in the pasuk, the Gemara just says it's included in the pasuk which talks about Kabbalah, and therefore the Gemara has a shayla, maybe it should not need b'yamin, because the lashon of kahuna or etzba is not said mefurish on the avoda of halacha. And the Lacha Mishnah says that Bishma Lagabi, the halacha of the Ketores, that's comparable to the halacha of Dam. Both of them are the Ikur Mechaper. The Dam is the part of the carbon which is Nizrak on the Mizbeach, and the Ketores also, it's hooked on the Mizbeach, a carbon on its own. However, the Machta, which only holds the Gecholim, that's not the Ikur carbon. And therefore we have no Makar to say that it needs to be done B'Yamin. So according to the Rambam, Misvara, we know that the Keteres has to be done B'Yamin, and the Machta does not. And therefore, if it would be possible for the Kohen Gadol to take the Keteres B'Yamin, and the Machta B'Smoil, then he would have to do it that way, and if not, it would be possible. Now that the Gemara says it's E'efshar, therefore he was allowed to reverse them and take the Keteres B'Smoil. Now we mentioned before that Rashi seemingly did not have the Girsa of the Gemara, Zuchama V'Zut Seinenes. And Rashi says that the Gemara means, even in a case where Shneim Shavin, a Kohen Gadol who has such a large Chafina, that the Keteres and the Gecholim are the same, still he carries the Gecholim B'Yamin, since most Kohanim Gedolim had to carry the Gecholim B'Yamin, so he does that as well. Now this far of Rashi would seem to fit much better, like the side of the Tosfos Yontif, that the Gemara knew already that here the Torah was matir and avoided to be done with the Smoil. In other words, really, both the Keteris and the Machto should have needed Biyamin. However, here we know that the Ketero, Akarchak is Mater, wanted them to be carried Bismoil. And the question just was, Misvara, which way makes more sense? But there was no need in that any way should be possible. And that the Gemara explained why, practically speaking, it was easier to carry the Machto Biyamin. And on that, Rashi says that even if this specific Kohen Gadol could have done it the other way around, but since most Kohanim Gadolim carry the Machto Biyamin, so we tell all the Kohanim Gadolim to do that as well. However, if you learn like the Rambam, that there's a need and perhaps it should be possible if you carry the Keteris Biyamin, and the Gemara had to say, Zu Merubov, Zu Muetes, or Zu Chama, Zu Tzainenes, the only heter was because it's E-Efshar to do it the other way around, then Rashi would seem to be a much bigger Chiddush. Why would we allow this Kohen Gadol, who can carry the Keteris Biyamin and the Machto Bismoil, why would we allow him to switch it around and do something which really should have been possible? Perhaps only for a Kohen Gadol who cannot do it the other way around, the Torah was matter him to carry the Keteris Bismoil. But a Kohen Gadol who could carry the Keteris Biyamin and the Machto Bismoil, maybe for him the Torah was not matter to carry the Keteris Bismoil, which normally would be possible. However, l'chayr, we could still say, even according to the Rambam, once we see the Torah was matir for the Kohen Gadol to take the Keteris Bismoil, then already even a Kohen Gadol who could do the other way around and carry the Machto Bismoil, nevertheless the Torah was not makbid. We see already that the Torah allowed an exception over here for the Keteris to be taken Bismoil, even though normally it would have to be taken Biyamin, and therefore there's a blanket heter even for a Kohen Gadol whose chafina is the same size as the Machto. Now in this Rambam, who says that really the Keteris should be possible if it's done Bismoil, the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by, how are these svaras in the Gemara enough to be matter something which really is a psul? These svaras are Zu Meruba v'Zu Muetes, or Zu Chama v'Zu Tzainenes, although it would make it very hard for the Kohen Gadol to carry the Machto Bismoil, still it's not an impossibility. And if halacha is possible Bismoil, how could we be matter it just because it would be very difficult? Maybe Enechanami, the Kohen Gadol has to practice or he has to exert himself to an extreme, but that still would not be enough to be matter for him to take the Keteris Bismoil. We find the Gemara on Amud Beis speaks about certain avodas that were very difficult. How could these svaras be matter the Kohen Gadol to do something which is possible? This is the kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. And like we mentioned before, this kasha would only be shor according to the Rambam. The Rambam that holds that the Keteris should need Biyamin, but the Machto should be kosher Bismoil, then there should be no heter to switch them around. But the way the Tosfos Yontif explained the Gemara, that really both the Machto and the Keteris should need to be done Biyamin, and this would seem to be impossible for the Kohen Gadol to carry both of them Biyamin, so one of them surely has to be done Bismoil, and the Gemara's kasha just was Misvara. Why should we do the Keteris Bismoil and the Gecholim Biyamin? It should be the opposite. Then the Gemara's Teretz would suffice, since it's a lot more difficult that way, so we allow the Kohen Gadol to do the Iker one Bismoil and the Tofel one Biyamin. But according to the Rambam, that it should be possible for the Kohen Gadol to do the Keteris Biyamin, why are these Svaras enough of a Heter? So the Kesef Mishnah gives the Teretz that perhaps Halacha always is not possible Bismoil only Midar Rabbanon, not Midar Raisa. Even though, like we mentioned before, the maskana of the Gemara is that Halacha Saddam is possible Bismoil, the Kesef Mishnah has decided to say that it's only Midar Rabbanon, and therefore Halacha Sakteris also would have needed to be a min only Midar Rabbanon, and therefore the svar of the Gemara that it would be very difficult to do it this way, that would be enough that here the Rabbanon would not be mechayiv him to do the Avoida B'Yamin. However, the Gvuras Ari, as well as other Achronim, they ask on this Kesef Mishnah that it would seem to be mefurish in the Gemara not like this. The Gemara in Menachos Chof Hei, as well as Menachos Davov, the Gemara says that the psul of Smoil is called Hutter Michloloi. It's a psul which has an exception. What's the exception? On Yom Kippur, we allow the Kohen Gadol to do an Avoida B'Smoil. So therefore, Avoida Smoil is a type of psul which has a certain kula that sometimes the Torah was matter it. Now, if you hold that Halacha Bismoil is only possible midarabanan, it never needs to be done biyamin midairaisa, where do we see a heter on a dairaisa level? Where do you see the Torah sometimes was matter and avoida bismoil? Here, Halacha never needs to be done biyamin midairaisa. The Gemara would seem to be mefurish, not like this Kesef Mishnah. In the Sefer Tal Torah, he suggests the Teretz for the Kesef Mishnah, that perhaps when the Gemara says that Smoil is Hutter Micholoi on Yom Kippur, we're not referring to the Hilocha of the Ktiris. Rather, we're referring to the Chafina of the Ktiris. When the Kohen Gadol does the Maisa of Chafina, of taking the Ktiris out of the Machto, the Kohen Gadol uses both hands. He's using also his left hand. And we see the Torah sometimes was matter in Avodah with the Yad Smoil. And the same thing when the Kohen Gadol gets inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he puts the Ktiris back into his hands, and from his hands, he puts it onto the Machta to be Machter it. Here again, he's using both hands, so again the Torah was matter to do an Avodah with his left hand. The Chaznish as well, in Menachos Simin Chof Beis, Sif Katan Zayin, he mentions this tzad, that perhaps when the Gemara says that Smoil is kosher on Yom Kippur, we're not referring to the Hilocha, because maybe Enechanami the Hilocha is Darbonon, rather we're referring to the Maisa Chafino, or the Haktara from the Chofnov. Here the Torah was matter him to use his left hand. Now the Marie Kurkis on the Rambam also deals with this kasha, how can we be matter an Avodah which is possible, just by the fact that it would be very difficult. And he says, since the Torah told us that the Kohen Gadol must bring the Kaf and the Machto at one time into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and for some Kohanim, this would be impossible. They could not possibly bring the Machto inside using their left hand. And we don't find anywhere that someone is disqualified from being a Kohen Gadol if he's not able to accomplish this feat. And therefore we understand that the Torah is giving us a heter for the Kohen Gadol to carry the Ktiris in his left hand, and Mamela, any Kohen Gadol, even if he is able to carry the Machto in his left hand, he has this same heter to take the Machto in his right hand and the Ktiris in his left hand. So to summarize, we said two Mahalchim in the Gemara. The Tosfos Yontif learned the Pashtus of the Gemara was that the Gemara was not asking that there should be any Psul over here, rather that logically it would have made more sense to carry the Ktiris be a Min. And we explained the reason why it was pashut to the Gemara that there's no psul over here is because really both the Ktiris and the Machto should have needed to be a min, and since that's impossible, so a korchach the Torah was matir to take one of them bismail. And the Gemara just asked that it would have made more sense to carry the Ktiris be a min and the Machto bismail. According to the Rambam, only the Ktiris would have a psul to carry it bismail, not the Machto. And therefore, you need the explanation of the Gemara to tell us why was it allowed, why was it mutter to carry the Ktiris bismoil, why shouldn't it be posel? And we explained that two things needed hesber according to the Rambam. First of all, why is it that only the Ktiris should have a psul smoil? Why should the machta not be posel bismoil? On that, we gave the explanation of the Lecha Mishnah. And the second thing which needed hesber according to the Rambam is why is this svara, that carrying the machta bismoil would be very difficult enough to be matter an Avodah which should have been possible. And now we said two terutzim, the teretz of the Kesef Mishnah and the teretz of the Marie Kurkis. Now the truth is the Kesef Mishnah himself gave a second teretz, but the Achrenim have difficulty understanding what exactly he means, and perhaps he himself also means like the teretz of the Marie Kurkis. Now perhaps we can suggest an additional mahaloch based on a Mikdash David. That really, like the Tosfos Yontif was Madaik in the Gemara never had a tzad to say that carrying the Ktiris bismol should be possible. Rather, the Gemara was just asking that the Svara should have been the other way around, that the Ktiris should have been Bimin. However, perhaps we can say, even without being Mechadish, that which the Tosfos Yontif wants to say, that really the Machta should have also needed Bimin. But for a different reason, it was postured to the Gemara that carrying the Kaf, Ktiris bismol, would not be possible. And that is, that we mentioned before, the Gvur Sari, he learned the Gemara's kasha, kaf b'yom ha-kippurim lomali, that the Gemara does not mean to say there should be any psul with carrying the Ktiris inside the kaf. Rather, why did the Kohen Gadol have to be matriach? Why wouldn't it have been simpler to carry the Ktiris straight inside his hands? And that the Gemara answered that if you do that, and you would have to put the machta on top, it would be something which is not ready to do lifnei melech malchei hamlochim. But the Gevur Sari was bothered by, why did the Gemara have to conclude ki da'ashkechan b'nesiim? Why do we have to find a precedent that Ktiris was placed in a kaf like the Nesiim did? Why isn't the svar of the Gemara enough? So the Gevur Sari wants to say that even though Enechanami, the Makshin, who asked kaf b'yom ha-kippurim lomali, he does not mean to ask that there should be any psul of putting the Ktiris in the kaf, but the Tartin, he did want to add ki da'ashkechan b'nesiim because he was bothered by that perhaps there should be some problem when putting the Ktiris in the kaf, because now the Ktiris is going to have to be carried bismoil. And will have to be mechadish that here the Torah was matter to do a halacha bismoil. And therefore he needed the svar of Kedah Ashkechan b'Nesiim, and it wasn't enough, the svar of Hashtel Fein Melech Basar V'Dom, because we are getting involved in a potential problem of causing the Kohen Gadol to do a halacha b'smoil. However, the Gvura Sari says apparently the Makshin was not bothered by this, maybe because he held like Rav Sheshis, who holds that halacha never has a psul of smoil. Now the Mikdash David brings this Gvura Sari, and he's matmiya. He says the Gvura Sari seems to be a pella. What does the Gvura Sari mean to say that if the Kohen Gadol would have carried the Ketores inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim in his hands, that he would not be doing it b'smoil? Now that he's putting into a calf, we're causing him to do an avodah b'smoil. But when he carries it inside using both hands, he's also using a smoil. He's using both hands. What does the Gvura Sari mean? So to answer the Gvura Sari, which seems to be very difficult, so we could use the svar of the Chazon Ish. We mentioned before the Chazon Ish, in Menachas Simon Chav Bei Sifkat and Zayin, he discusses what does the Gemara Menachas mean when the Gemara says that smoil is hochshar michlaloi because the Kohen Gadol did avodah b'smoil on Yom Kippur. Which avodah exactly are we referring to? And Chazon Ish says, l'chari, it would include the Maisa Chafina, which is done with both hands. It would also include the Hailacha, he carries the calf with his smoil, and also the Akhtara, which he does with both hands. However, the Chazon Ish continues, perhaps the Gemara is referring only to the Hailacha, where he carries the calf b'smoil, because the Maisa Chafina, as well as the Akhtara, where he does it with both hands together, perhaps that's not called an avodah b'smoil. Doing something with two hands together is a different category, that's not called b'smoil. That's called the shutfis of yamin and smoil together. So perhaps this is what the Gvura Sari meant as well. And if the Kohen Gadol would carry inside his chofnov the Ketores lefnai ulefnim, that would not be called an avodah b'smoil. Now that we're saying that he should put it into a calf, that gets into a problem because now the Kohen Gadol is going to do halacha b'smoil. But al kaponim, the pashtus would be like the Mikdash David says, that if the Kohen Gadol carries the Ketores lefnai ulefnim inside his chofnov, then he is doing an avodah b'smoil. Now we mentioned before that the Tosfos Hashanim understands that the Pashto Dikra, the Pashto says that the Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol should bring the Ketores Lefnim inside his Chofnov. However, since it's impossible, so HaKorchach the Torah means to put it inside a Kli. Now if so, we can suggest that since the Pashto Dikra, that the Kohen Gadol brings the Ketores inside using both hands, which is actually an Avodah B'Smoil, so the Torah is telling us that here we're not makbid on doing an Avodah B'Smoil. Now, even though Eina Chenami, it can't physically be done this way, Lamaisa, we put it into a calf, nevertheless, this is enough of a Giloy that here the Torah is not makbid on using Yad's smoil. And we can add furthermore, if Lamaisa the Kohen Gadol would carry it, Lefnai Lefnim, in his Chofnov, he would use both hands and he would put the Machta on top, the way which the Gemara says is not really befitting, but if Lamaisa he did it, then perhaps with the evidence kosher. And if so, we see clearly that here the Torah was not makbid on doing a halacha b'smoil. So if so, even if the Kohen Gadol puts it into a kli, and he carries the Ketores in a kli b'yad smoil, also it's pashut to the Gemara that here there is no psul smoil. And therefore the Gemara never meant to ask that there should be any psul over here, rather the Gemara asked misvara, it would have made sense to carry the Ketores, which is more chashuv b'yamin, and the machta b'smoil. So this is another mahalach al derech the Tosfos Yontif, that the Gemara was only asking misvara, but not mitzad psul. However, different than the Tosfos Yontif, who understood that both the Ketores and the Machta should need be yamin, and therefore our karchach the Torah was matter one of them b'smoil. Rather, really, the Machta does not need be yamin, only the calf does. However, the Torah was megala to us over here that there's no akpada of doing halacha b'smoil. Now, one more point, legabi the calf and the Machta. The Mikdash David in Simen Tes Vov, Ois Beis, has an interesting chakira. What about the Hoitzoas Kafu Machta? When the Kohen Gadol goes inside to take out the Kaf and Machta, how does he carry them out? And the Mikdash David says, here, you don't have the Svara of Cham and Tzainin, because by now already the Machta cooled off. You only have the Svara that the Machta was heavier than the Kaf. So do we say here also he carried the Machta B'Yamin because it was heavier? Or do we say that here already he carried the Kaf B'Yamin? That's the suffix of the Mikdash David. Now the truth is, it's not Pashut Bechlal that he has to use two hands. Tosfos Yeshanim earlier on Lametesu Min Aleph, Dibur Maschol Ki Adodi, he does say that the Hoitzoas Kafu Machto was done with two hands. However, the Gvur Sari over there in Laf Lametes, he asks, why was it so Pashut that he could use two hands? L'chaira here, he should be able to do both with one hand. He should be able to carry in his right hand both the Kaf and the Machto. It shouldn't be that difficult. Now the truth is, the Tosfos HaRosh over there on Daf Lamed Tes says the same thing as the Gvura Sari, but instead of the word Hoitzoas Kafu Machta, he says Havoas Kafu Machta. And therefore, there are those that want to suggest that the Tosfos HaShanim is a Toyi Sofer, And really, it should say the Havoas Kafu Machto and not the Hitzoas Kafu Machto. Now, the Gvura Sari, as we mentioned, he assumed that if the Kohen Gadol was able to carry out both of them with his right hand, then he should have to dafka do it that way and not use his left hand. Now, the truth is, we should point out over here, why was it so poshut bechlal that the Hitzoas Kaf is an Avoida? Why should it have to be done b'yamin? L'chair, it's not an Avoida bechlal. The whole reason the Kohen Gadol needs to bring a Kaf when he brings the Keteris Lufnai Lufnim is like the Gemara says, that technically, if it would be in his hands, he would not be able to bring the Keteris and the Machto inside at the same time. So the Torah never tells us that the Kohen Gadol has to bring a Kaf inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's just technically the only way it could be done. And if so, had the Kohen Gadol brought the Keteris inside using his hands, there would be nothing to take out. So even if he uses a Kaf to make it technically possible, then taking out the Kaf, L'chari would not involve an Avodah B'chlal. If the Torah never tells us to take it in, then there's no Avodah to take it out. Why is the Gvura Sari assuming that taking out the Kaf should have to be done by Yamin? He's obviously understanding that there's an Avodah of taking out the Kaf. Now, towards the bottom of the Amid, Tanur Rabbanon Bekumtzei Shela Yaseh Midah L'Koymetz Yibaylehu Mao Sheyaseh Midah L'Chafino. Now, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, what does it mean, Midah L'Koymetz or Midah L'Chafino? So Rashi learns, Midah L'Koymetz means that you'll make a kli which is the same size as the koymetz of the kohen, and instead of taking out from the mincha using his hand, his koymetz, he'll take it out using the kli and it'll be the same size as his koymetz. So that, the Braisa says, is surely no good, because the pasuk says bikumtzai. Bikumtzai means he should take it out using his actual hand, his actual koymetz. But the Gemara has a sofik about the chafino. Can we make a kli which is the same size as the chafina of the Kohen Gadol, the size of his two handfuls, and instead of using his hands to take out the k'tayres from the machto, he'll use this kli which is the same size as the chafina. And the Gemara Sofik is, do we learn chafina from k'mitza? Now the Tosis Hashanim, as well as the Ritva, they bring b'shem Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, who argues on Rashi. He asks a few kashas on Rashi. Firstly, he asks, the Pashta Dekra, by Kmitza, the Pasuk says, V'komatz Misham Meloi Kumtzoi, the word V'komatz is mashma, that he does it by hand, and not with a kli. And secondly, he asks, the Gemara later on has a shayla about Choyfin, V'choyzer, V'choyfin. When the Kohen Gadol goes with Nayu Lefnim, does he have to take the Keteris out of the kli and put it back into his Chofnov, in order to be makderit, or can he be makderit directly from the kli? And the Gemara on Daf Mem Tesa Med Aleph is Poshet L'maskono that Choyfin V'Choyzer V'Choyfin. And if so, Rabbeinu Shmuel asks, once we're Poshet that Shaila, that he has to put it back into his Chofnov in order to be Makterit, then this should also be a Pshitas on the Shaila. If we learn Maloi Maloi from Kmitza to Chafino, then we can't make a Midah L'Chafino. According to Rashi, that learns the Gemara's Shaila is, if he could originally do the Chafino Bikli, then it will never have to mamash be in his hands. What is it said that when he gets Lufnai Lufnim, he has to take it from the Kli and put it back into his Chofnov? Bishma, if the original Chafina has to be done by hand, and then the Torah allows him to put it into a Kli, then we have a Sofik, maybe he has to put it back into his hands, Bishas Da'ak Torah. But if he could do the Chafina B'Kli originally, then where do we see anywhere that the Torah is makbar, that the Keteris should be in his hands? Why would he have to put it back into his hands when he gets Lufnai Lufnim? So the Rashbam learns a different pshat in the Gemara. Then when we say Shela Yasa Midah L'Koymetz, or the Shaila about Midah L'Chafino, it does not mean to do the original Kmitza with a Kli. You definitely have to do the Maisa Kmitza by hand. However, the Shaila is, before he does the Maisa Kmitza, can he measure out the size of his Koymetz, and separate that size of the Mincha, put it on the side, and then afterwards do the Maisa Kmitza with his hand? So when he's doing the Maisa Kmitza, he's just removing from the Kli that which has already been measured as the size of his koymetz. Or do we say, no, that's not good. The Maisa Kmitza has to be what's measuring the size of the koymetz. It can't be measured out before. And the same thing by Chafina, the same Shaila. Does the Maisa Chafina have to be what's measuring out the size of the Chafina of the Kohen Gadol? Or can it be measured out before and the Kohen Gadol just remove it using his Chofnov? And that we brought a pasuk of Bekumtzai, that the Maisa Kmitza has to be what's measuring out the koymetz. And the suffix of the Gemara is, if we learn from Koymetz to Chafina. Now we mentioned before, the Gemara's Shaila, Kaf B'yoyim HaKippurim Lomali, there were two tzadim to learn the Gemara's Shaila. The Gevurah Sari learned, the Gemara was not bothered by that there should be any problem with bringing in the Keteris in the Kaf. The Gemara was just bothered by, why is it necessary to use the Kaf? Why can't he bring it in his Mali Chofnov? And he explained that there's no problem using a kaf, even though the pasuk says velokach. It does not mean dafka to carry them by hand. Lekicha idei davar acher is also considered a lekicha. And he says even to do the maisa chafino, the only reason that it might be a problem is if you would learn maloi maloi from a koimetz. Otherwise he would be able to do the maisa chafino using a kli as well. Now this gvura sari fits well with Rashi's pshat that ma'u shayasa midel chafino means to do the actual chafino with a kli. And since the only possible problem is that you learn maloi maloi from koimetz, that would be mashma that carrying it inside would surely not be a problem to do it bikli. However, the Tosfos Hashonim who brought the Rashbam, that ma'u shayasa midel chafino means that you'll just measure it out before, but the actual ma'isa chafino must be done with his hands, so according to that, the Pashto Dekro, v'lokach maloi ha-machto, and then maloi chofno, v'hevi mi-beis l'pareiches, is mashma that he takes it with his hands, and he brings it inside, and he's makter it, so the same way that he can't do the ma'isa chafino with the kli, so the Pashtus would also be mashmer that he brings it inside and is makter it using his hands. And therefore the Tosfos Hashanim over here says that the only reason we were matir to bring it inside using a kli is because it's loyafshar. Like we mentioned before, this Tosfos Hashanim is mashmer not like the Gvura Sari. Rather, when the Gemara says kaf b'yom kippurim lamali, the Gemara is bothered that there's a problem using a kaf to bring it lifnai ulifnim. And therefore the Gemara only says it's because it's loyafshar. So in other words, the way you learned the Gemara's Shaila before, Kaf B'yom HaKippurim Lamali, is dependent on how you learn the Shaila of Ma'u Shayasa Mida L'Chafino. Now the Gvura Sari, as well as other Achronim, they ask on this sheet of the Rashbam, that Mida L'Ktaris, or Mida L'Chafino, means that you measure out the Kaimis or L'Chafino beforehand, and then afterwards you do the Kmitza B'yad. And they ask that this would seem to be a different problem, based on the Gemara Menachas Chav Beis. The Gemara says that the Maisa Kmitza, the Pasuk says, Vehirim Mimenu, and we learn Minha Mechubar, that the Maisa Kmitza has to be from the rest of the Mincha. In other words, there has to be an entire Mincha together. From that, you take out one Kaimitz. And the Gemara over there has a suffix, Isoin Shecholku, Ve'enichu Bebiso, Ma'u Sheyikmoitz Mizeh Alzeh. The Gemara has a Shaila, if you separate the Mincha into two halves, and you put both halves in one Kli, and your Kaimitz from one half, is it considered that you did a Maisa Kmitza from the whole Mincha? And the Shaila of the Gemara is, do you say that the Kli is Mitzarif or not? Meaning, do you say that the Kli has the Kayach to make it considered all attached? Or no, they're two separate halves, and you only did a Kaimitz from one half, so that would be possible. And the Gemara leaves off with a suffix. And therefore the Achronim ask, if you're already going to separate the Kaimitz beforehand, you're going to measure it out, and you're going to put it off to the side. And even without the Joshua of Bekumtzai, there's a different issue over here. You're not doing a Maisa Kmitza from the whole Mincha. The Mincha is not all attached. So in the Sefer Minchas Avram, in Menachas Daf Yud Aleph, as well as others, they say, the Kasha really doesn't start. Because even if you measure out a Kaimitz, and you put it back into the Kli alongside the rest of the Mincha, as long as it's touching the rest of the Mincha at the time of Kmitza, that's called you did a Maisa Kmitza from the whole Mincha. And since most Menachas, they're already baked and broken into pieces afterwards, then practically speaking, you could separate the size of a kaimitz and put it down alongside the rest of the mincha, and even if it's touching, it won't get mixed in with the rest of the mincha. You'll be able to take it out afterwards, the same piece that you measured out before. And even a mincha soiles, which is not baked before, nevertheless it's already kneaded into a dough, and therefore it wouldn't be difficult to measure out the size of a kaimitz and then putting it back inside the mincha, and even though it's touching, it very well may not get mixed in with the rest of the mincha. And in this case, there will be no psul of Vehir Mimenu, which tells us there has to be Min HaMechubar. Since it's touching, it's called Min HaMechubar. Nevertheless, it will be psul because of the Joshua of Bekumtzai, which tells us that at the time you take out the kaimetz, that's when the kaimetz has to be measured out. Now, at the bottom of the Omer, the Braisa brings Moloi Kumtzai, Yochum Mevairitz, Tamaloi Merbe Kumtzai. That if the kaimetz is Mevairitz, Rashi says, Mevatzvitzin Mikol Tzad V'yotze. It's popping out from all directions. The din is, that's pasul. And that's learned from the pasuk which says, Bekumtzai, all of the kaimetz has to be contained inside his hand, and if it's popping out, that's a kmitza psula. Now in Omer Beis, we have a shayla, Omer V'yechanan, Beira B'shua ben Uzzah, Bein ha-beinayim, shal maloi kumtzai mahu. And Rav Papa explains, D'gavoy lo tibay lecha devadei kaimetzu. Whatever's still on the inside, that's part of the kaimetz. The baroi, what's on the outside, that's vadei shirayim. The question is, baini, what's stuck between the fingers of the Kohen at the time of Kmitza, what's the din? And the Safik is, this part of the Mincha, do we say that it's considered part of the Kaimitz and has to go on the Mizbeach, or is it part of the Shiraim and it's supposed to be eaten? We'll see soon that Tosis learns there's a third possibility, perhaps it's not part of the Kaimitz or part of the Shiraim. But then the Gemara says, Hadar Pashtar, Yeshua ben Uzzah, Bein Habinaim Sofik Ninu, so then surely it's either part of the Kaimitz or part of the Shiraim. Now the Gvur Sari over here asks a very basic kasha. He says, the Gemara is mashma, that the Kmitza, the Maisa Kmitza, is surely done behechsher, and the question just is, what to do with this part of the Mincha, which is Bein Habinaim, how should we treat it as part of the Kaimitz or part of the Shiraim? But he asks, if Be'emes, it's really not considered part of the Kaimitz, it's extra, it's part of the Shiraim, then what's the difference between this and that which the Gemara said before, Kaimitz Mevayrots? Kaimitz Mevayrots means that he took more than necessary, this part of the Mincha which is sticking out, which is not really part of the Kaimitz, there the din was that the Kmitza is Pasul. Meaning, since he took more than he was supposed to do, the Avoidas Kmitza was done Bipsul, and it did not work Bechlal. So there's no Kaimitz here, there's no Shiraim here, and the Achrayim and Menachas discuss what could you do, is it possible to do over the Kmitza or not. But Al Kaparim, the Meishe Kmitza was done Bipsul, and the Shal is not what to do with the extra part of the Mincha. So why over here, by Bein Habinaim, where the Gemara has a tzad to say that the Bein Habinaim really is part of the Shiraim, so here also he took more than he was supposed to, why don't we say that the Meishe Kmitza is done Bipsul? And here the Gemara clearly understands that the Maisa Kmitza definitely is done behechsher. The question just is how to treat this extra part of the Mincha. If we'll treat it as part of the Shiraim, so you'll be makter the Kaimitz and you'll eat this extra part. Why don't we say that since he took more than he was supposed to, the Maisa Kmitza was done bipsul? That's the Gvur Sari's Kasha. Now in the Sefer Afikayam, Chelik Beis Simen Lamed, he discusses our Sugya, and in the back, the Kuntres Achron, he quotes this Kasha of the Gvur Sari. And he argues on the whole premise of the Gvur Sari. He says, that which we say Kaimitz Mevayrots is Pasul, it doesn't mean that there's a Psul in the Maisa Kmitza. Rather, it means that if you're going to be Makter, the Kaimitz, with the extra, then it will be Pasul. There's a Psul of Aktara Yisera, of being Makter too much. If at one time you're Makter the Kaimitz along with extra, that will be a Pasul Aktara, and Memela, the whole Mincha will become Pasul. And he brings a raya. He says, it's muchach, you have to say like this. Because the braisa that's mentioned in Er Gemara tells us, how do you do a maisa kmitza? Choyfe shalish etzbois al pisas yodoy, v'kaimetz, ube machmas ube macheshes moichek begoidli milmalo, ube etzbaktano milmata. After he puts his hand in to take out the kaimetz, he rubs off with his thumb and his pinky the extra, and then he has the right amount. Now the Afikayam asks, why don't we say, as soon as he does the Kmitza, before he's Meichik, the extra, it's a Maisa Kmitza, which is Pasul. He did a Kaimitz Mevayrots, he took more than he has to. And he says, you see clearly from here, that there's no Psul in the Maisa Kmitza, of taking more than you're supposed to. The only problem is, if you were Makter it with the extra, then it's Pasul. But as long as you were Meichik, the extra, before you were Makter it, then there's no problem. And therefore he says, as far as Er Shaila of Bein HaBinayim, here also, there would only be a problem of Kaimitz Mevayrots if you're Makter everything together. But if you're Makter the Kaimitz without the Bein HaBinayim, then you're not Makter a Kaimitz Yeser. You're not Makter a Kaimitz which is more than you're supposed to be. And even if you were Makter the Bein HaBinayim, as long as you did it separately, the Sugya is Mavur that it's not a problem of Kaimitz Yeser. There are other issues involved. If you're Makter the extra and it's really Shiraim, before you're Makter the Kaimitz, it could be a problem that it's a Mincha Chasera, like we see in Er Gemara. Or if you're Makter the extra after you're Makter the Kaimitz, there could be a different issue of Kol Shem Imenu Le'ishim Hareyu B'Bal Taktiru. But the only time it would be a problem of Kaimitz Yeser, which is the issue of Kaimitz Mevayrots, that's only if you're Makter at one time the Kaimitz along with the extra. So that's the Afikayam's teretz. But the Gvur Sari clearly understood, not like this, he understood that the problem of Kaimitz Mevayrots is that it's a Maisa Kmitza Psula. This is the Pashtus of the Sugya Menachos, and this is the way most Achronim understand. And the Raya that the Afikayam brought from Meichik Megoidloi, which seems to be Mashma, that even if at the time of the Kmitza there was more than necessary, then afterwards you could rub off the extra, this would seem to be mashma that there's no psul in the Maisa Kmitza. So this problem is addressed both by the Briskarov and the Chazanish, The Brisk Rav is in the Chedushim HaMenachis, Daf Yud Aleph, and he says over there that really there is a psal in the Maisa Kmitza of Kemetz Mevoiritz. And that which the Brisa says, Moichik Begoidle Melmalo, Ube'etzpak Tana Melmato, it must be done before the Kohen removes his hand from the Kli. While the Kohen's hand is still below the walls of the Kli, the Maisa Kmitza is not done with, and at that time he's still able to remove the extra, to be moichik begoidloi and beekspaktano. However, once he removes his hand from the kli, then the maisa kmita is over with, and if at that time there's still extra, then there is a psul of kaimitz mevoiritz. Now the Chaznish says similar to this, it's in Kodshim, the section called Kamo, Simin Chof Ches, Sifkot and Zayin, and he describes the maisa of kmita, the kohen puts his hand into the kli, to remove the amount of a kaimitz, and at the time his hand is in the kli, so the back of his hand is facing down, and then afterwards he rotates his hand to remove it from the kli, and the Chaznish says, until he rotates his hand, it's still considered that the maisa kmitza is going on, and therefore at that moment, he could still be meichik the extra. Once he rotates his hand in order to remove it from the kli, then already the maisa kmitza is over, and if there's more than necessary, it's a kaimitz mevoiritz. So both the Chazanish and the Brisker Rav understood, not like the Afikayam, that there's a psul in the Maisa Kmitza of Kaimitz Mevoiritz, and therefore, before the Maisa Kmitza is over with, the Kohen has to make sure to remove the extra. And if so, the Kasha of the Gvura Sari comes back, but the case of the Bein HaBeinayim, on the tzad that it really is part of the Shiraim, it's not part of the Kaimitz, why don't we say it's psul? What's the difference between this and a Kaimitz Mevoiritz? So the Brisker Rav in the Chedushim on Yuma, he says a teretz, and he says you have to be mechalik, that a kaimitz mevoiritz, the extra part is attached to the part of the original kaimitz. Over there the din is that it's considered a kaimitz which is too big, and it's a maisa kmitza which is pasal. However, the Bein HaBeinayim is considered a separate entity, we don't consider it as if it's attached to the kaimitz, and therefore the kaimitz is really the right size. What got stuck, Bein HaBeinayim, that came along during the Maisa Kmitza, but it wasn't considered part of the actual Kaimitz, and therefore it's not considered a Kaimitz Mevoiritz. Now as far as this Shailah of Bein HaBeinayim, the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Hadar Pashter Rabbi Yeshua Ben Uzo, Bein HaBeinayim, Sofik Ninu. Now Tosis asks, what does this mean, Hadar Pashta? He didn't come to any conclusion, he still had a Sofik. So what changed from the original Shailah? So Tosis has two Pshatim. The first Pshat Tosfos says is that originally we thought that we could possibly bring a raya or possibly conclude that it's either the kaimitz or the shirayim, but eventually he said, no, this is surely a sofik, this is a be'etzem sofik, something which in essence is a sofik, and nobody can conclude one way or the other. The Ritva says something similar to this, and he compares it to the concept of Bein HaShmoshes, which is something which is also a sofik, which is not conclusive. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. In the second teretz of Tosfos, he says a chiddush that originally we thought that there was a third possibility. Perhaps it's not part of the kaimitz or part of the shirayim, rather it's what Tosfos calls tevel. And Tosfos explains because kaimitz and shirayim is dependent on the das of the kohen. Normally a kohen takes a kmitza and that designates the rest of it as the shirayim. In other words, the kohen is thinking that which is in my hand is the kaimitz and everything else should be shirayim. But here, by the Bein HaBeinayim, where there's part of the Mincha which is stuck between his fingers, and he's not thinking about that, so he's not taking it as part of the Kaimitz, and he's not designating it as the Shirayim either, so here perhaps it's like Tevel. It has the status of a Mincha before the Kmitza was taken off. That was one side of the Gemara. Or perhaps it's surely not Tevel, it has to be one or the other, either Kaimitz or Shirayim. And on that, Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah was Paishit, he concluded that it's either Kaimitz or Shirayim, it's definitely not Tevel. Now Tosfos explains what nafkamina is there, whether it's Tevel or Sofik Kaimitz, Sofik Shirayim. So Tosfos says the din is that Tevel asers even b'mashahu. Even if there's a very small amount of Tevel mixed in with Chulin, which of a much greater amount, the Tevel is not batal, and therefore you'll have to treat all of the Chulin as Kodesh, if a little bit of Tevel gets mixed into it. Whereas if it's Vaday, Kaimitz, or Shirayim, then it will become batal in the Chulin. Now there are a few points which the Achrayim discuss about this Tosfos. Firstly, the Gvura Sari is very bothered by that which Tosfos says, that Kaimitz and Shirayim is dependent on the Das of the Kain. The Gvura Sari holds that clearly anything that's in his hand and is supposed to be part of the Kaimitz, that automatically gets the status of a Kaimitz. And anything else automatically gets the status of Shiraim. And the Kohen does not have to be thinking anything. And therefore the Bein HaBinayim, it definitely should be either part of the Kaimitz or part of the Shiraim. There's no tzad that it should still be Tevel. And an additional point that the Achrayim discuss is that which Taisus says that Tevel will not become bottle, even B'mashahu. So the Gvuras Ari over here, as well as the Merkeves HaMishnah in Perek Tes Vav Hilchas Macholis Asurais, they ask that we find two reasons why the din is that a mashahu of Tevel is not bottle. Firstly, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ein Gimel says, Keteroi Kach Isuroi. Just like the din is, in order to be Mater Tevel, Chita Achas Poiteres Kol HaKri, you could take one kernel and that will already pater the rest of it and will make it no longer Tevel. So too, if one small kernel falls into Chulin, it will make it Osir Mishum Tevel. And according to this, the Achronim ask, this reason does not apply over here to a mincha. Because here, if you have a mincha which is tevel, before you took off the kaimetz, the only way to be matter it is by taking off a full shear of a kaimetz. There is a shear, how much you have to take off in order to be matter the rest of it, to be matter the shiraim. And the second reason we find why the din is that tevel asters even b'mashahu is a gemara in the Durham Daf Nunches. The gemara says, because tevel is a davar sheyeshli matirin. There's a way to be matter it. If your math is chuma, the tevel becomes mutter, and the davar sheyeshli matirin is not bottle. And if so, the Achronim say, here also this reason does not apply. Here when you already took off a kaimetz, and the rest of the mincha became shiraim, and you're left with a little bit, the bein habinayim, which is not kaimetz and not shiraim, rather it's tevel, here there's no way to be matter this bein habinayim. So if it's not a davar sheyesh lematirin, then it should have the din of bittul like everything else, which is ein lematirin. There's a lot of discussion in the Achronim about this last kasha, and the Neid Behuda in Tinyona, Or Chaim Simen Kuf Yudalid, has a teretz to answer Tosfos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.